3. The School and Society. By John Dewey. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. The latest effective learning methodology has been utilized to construct the summary, ensuring that you can easily retain the key takeaways. The technique involves a great deal of repetition and rephrasing, which have been proven to be highly effective when it comes to information retention. In fact, this is the same approach employed in memorizing poems. Our objective is to not only help you comprehend the most significant concepts, but also enable you to recall and apply them in your daily life. Summary. The School and Society, written by John Dewey in 1899, is a book that examines the role of education in society. It argues that education should be seen as an integral part of life rather than something separate from it. The book begins with an introduction to the concept of the school and its purpose within society. Dewey then goes on to discuss how schools can best serve their students and communities through providing meaningful learning experiences. He also looks at how teachers can create effective learning environments for their students, emphasizing the importance of collaboration between teachers and students. Dewey further explores the idea that education should not be limited to just academic subjects but should include practical skills such as manual labor or artistry. He believes these activities are essential for developing a well-rounded individual who is able to contribute positively to society. Additionally, he emphasizes the need for educators to recognize each student's unique abilities and interests so they can tailor instruction accordingly. In addition, Dewey discusses various aspects of educational reform, including curriculum design, assessment methods, teacher training programs, and more. He also addresses issues related to social justice, such as poverty reduction initiatives or access to quality schooling for all children, regardless of race or gender identity. Finally, he concludes his work by discussing what he sees as necessary steps towards creating a better educational system. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. Education should be based on the child's interests and needs. Education should be tailored to the individual child, taking into account their interests and needs, rather than a one-size-fits-all approach. This will ensure that the child is engaged and motivated to learn. Main idea number 2. Education should be a social experience. Education should be a shared experience between the student and the teacher, as well as the student and their peers. This will create a sense of community and collaboration, which will help the student learn more effectively. Main idea number 3. Education should be experiential. Education should be based on experience and experimentation, rather than rote memorization. This will help the student to develop critical thinking skills and gain a deeper understanding of the material. Main idea number 4. Education should be holistic. Education should be holistic, taking into account the physical, mental, and emotional needs of the student. This will ensure that the student is able to learn in a safe and supportive environment. Main idea number 5. Education should be progressive. Education should be progressive, with each lesson building on the previous one. This will help the student to develop a deeper understanding of the material and make connections between different topics. Main idea number 6. Education should be democratic. Education should be democratic, with the student having a say in their own learning. This will help the student to take ownership of their learning and be more engaged in the process. Main idea number 7. Education should be creative. Education should be creative, with the student encouraged to explore their own ideas and express themselves. This will help the student to develop their own unique perspective and become more confident in their own abilities. Main idea number 8. Education should be meaningful. Education should be meaningful, with the student connecting the material to their own life and experiences. This will help the student to gain a deeper understanding of the material and make it more relevant to them. Main idea number 9. Education should be collaborative. Education should be collaborative, with the student working with their peers and the teacher to solve problems and explore ideas. This will help the student to develop their communication and teamwork skills. Main idea number 10. Education should be flexible. Education should be flexible, with the student able to choose their own path and explore different topics. This will help the student to develop their own interests and become more engaged in their learning. Main ideas expanded. Main idea number 1. Education should be based on the child's interests and needs. This means that each student should have an individualized learning plan tailored to their specific interests, strengths, and weaknesses. Teachers should strive to create a learning environment where students are encouraged to explore topics they find interesting while also being challenged in areas where they may need additional support. By taking into account the individual needs of each student, teachers can ensure that all students are engaged and motivated to learn. In addition, educators must recognize that children develop at different rates and have varying levels of maturity. Therefore, it is important for teachers to adjust their teaching methods accordingly so as not to overwhelm or bore any particular student. For example, if a teacher notices that one student is struggling with a certain concept but another has already mastered it, then the teacher can provide more challenging material for the advanced learner while providing extra help for the other. Finally, education should be flexible enough so that when necessary adjustments can be made without disrupting the overall curriculum or lesson plans. This will allow teachers to respond quickly when needed in order to meet each child's unique educational needs. Main idea number 2. Education should be a social experience that encourages collaboration and community. When students are able to learn from each other, they can gain new perspectives and develop their own ideas. This type of learning environment also allows for the teacher to act as a facilitator, guiding the discussion and helping students make connections between different topics. Additionally, when students work together on projects or assignments, they can build relationships with one another that will last beyond the classroom. In order for education to truly be a social experience, it must involve more than just lectures and tests. Students need opportunities to engage in meaningful conversations with their peers about what they're learning in class. They should also have chances to participate in activities outside of school, such as field trips or volunteer work, so that they can apply what they've learned in real-world settings. Ultimately, education should be an enjoyable process where everyone involved is actively engaged and working towards common goals. By creating an atmosphere of collaboration and respect among teachers, students, parents, administrators, and other stakeholders within the educational system, we can ensure that all learners receive quality instruction. Main idea number 3. Education should be experiential in order to foster a deeper understanding of the material. Rather than relying on rote memorization, students should be encouraged to explore and experiment with the subject matter. This will help them develop critical thinking skills and gain an appreciation for how different concepts are connected. Experiential learning also allows students to make connections between their own experiences and what they are studying, which can lead to greater engagement with the material. John Dewey's book The School and Society emphasizes this idea of experiential education. He argues that traditional methods of teaching do not adequately prepare students for life outside of school because they lack real-world application. Instead, he suggests that educators focus on providing meaningful experiences that allow students to apply their knowledge in practical ways. Experiential education is beneficial for both teachers and learners alike, as it encourages creativity, problem-solving, collaboration, communication skills, self-reflection, and more. By engaging in activities such as field trips or hands-on projects, students can gain a better understanding of the material while having fun at the same time. Main idea number 4. Education should be holistic, taking into account the physical, mental, and emotional needs of the student. This means that schools should provide a safe and supportive environment for students to learn in. Schools should also strive to create an atmosphere where students feel comfortable expressing themselves without fear of judgment or ridicule. Additionally, teachers must be aware of their own biases and work to ensure that all students are treated fairly regardless of race, gender identity, sexual orientation, or any other factor. In order for education to truly be holistic, it must go beyond just teaching academic subjects. It must also focus on developing social-emotional skills such as self-awareness, empathy, and problem-solving. These skills can help prepare students for life after school by equipping them with the tools they need to navigate difficult situations both inside and outside the classroom. Finally, education should not only focus on preparing students academically but also helping them develop a sense of purpose in life. By providing opportunities for meaningful engagement with their peers and community members through service learning projects or extracurricular activities like sports teams or club schools can help foster a sense of belonging among its student body. Main idea number 5. Education should be progressive, with each lesson building on the previous one. This will help students to develop a deeper understanding of the material and make connections between different topics. For example, if a student is learning about history in one class, they can use their knowledge from that class to better understand literature or science in another. By connecting different subjects together, students are able to gain a more holistic view of the world around them. Progressing through lessons also allows for greater engagement with the material as it becomes increasingly complex over time. As students become more familiar with certain concepts and ideas, they can apply what they have learned to new situations and problems. This encourages critical thinking skills, which are essential for success in any field. Finally, progressing through lessons helps build confidence in students by allowing them to see how far they have come since beginning their studies. With each successful lesson completed comes an increased sense of accomplishment, which further motivates them to continue learning. Main idea number 6. Education should be democratic, with the student having a say in their own learning. This means that students should have an active role in deciding what they learn and how they learn it. They should be able to choose topics of interest, ask questions, and provide feedback on their progress. Teachers can help facilitate this process by providing guidance and resources while allowing students to take ownership of their education. This approach will also encourage critical thinking skills as students are encouraged to think for themselves rather than simply following instructions from teachers or textbooks. It will also foster creativity as students explore different ways of approaching problems and finding solutions. Finally, it will create a more engaging learning environment where students feel empowered to pursue knowledge independently. Main idea number 7. Education should be creative, with the student encouraged to explore their own ideas and express themselves. This will help the student to develop their own unique perspective and become more confident in their own abilities. Creative education encourages students to think outside of the box, allowing them to come up with innovative solutions for problems they may encounter in life. It also allows them to develop a deeper understanding of topics by exploring different angles and perspectives. Creative education can take many forms, such as hands-on activities, projects, field trips, or even virtual reality simulations. These activities allow students to engage with material on a deeper level than traditional lectures or textbooks alone could provide. By engaging in these activities, students are able to gain an appreciation for how knowledge is applied in real-world situations. In addition, creative education helps foster critical thinking skills, which are essential for success later on in life. Students learn how to analyze information from multiple sources and draw conclusions based on evidence rather than just accepting what they're told at face value. They also learn how to communicate effectively through writing or speaking about complex topics. Overall, creative education provides numerous benefits that can help prepare students for future success both academically and professionally. By encouraging creativity within the classroom environment, teachers can create an atmosphere where learning is fun and meaningful while helping each individual reach his or her full potential. Main idea number 8. Education should be meaningful, with the student connecting the material to their own life and experiences. This will help them to gain a deeper understanding of the material and make it more relevant to them. As John Dewey wrote in The School and Society, the teacher's business is not merely to talk, but to give intelligent direction, not simply to set tasks, but so to stimulate interest in them that pupils will pursue them eagerly for their own sakes. Meaningful education encourages students to think critically about what they are learning and how it applies in real-world situations. It also allows students an opportunity for self-expression as they explore topics from different perspectives. By engaging with the material on a personal level, students can develop skills such as problem-solving, communication, collaboration, creativity, and critical thinking. In addition, meaningful education helps foster a sense of purpose within each student by providing opportunities for exploration into areas of interest or passion. Through this process of discovery and inquiry-based learning activities, students can become empowered agents of change who are motivated by their own interests rather than external rewards. Main idea number 9. Education should be collaborative, with the student working with their peers and the teacher to solve problems and explore ideas. This type of learning environment encourages students to think critically, ask questions, and develop problem-solving skills. It also allows them to learn from each other's experiences and perspectives. Collaborative education can help foster a sense of community among students as they work together towards common goals. Collaborative education also helps teachers better understand their students' needs by allowing them to observe how they interact in groups. Teachers can then use this information to tailor instruction that is more effective for individual learners or groups of learners. Additionally, collaboration between teachers and students can create an atmosphere where everyone feels respected and valued. In conclusion, collaborative education has many benefits for both teachers and students alike. By creating an environment where everyone works together towards a common goal, it fosters critical thinking skills while building relationships between all members of the educational team. Main idea number 10. Education should be flexible, allowing students to explore different topics and develop their own interests. This will help them become more engaged in their learning, as they are able to choose the path that best suits them. By providing a variety of options for students to pursue, educators can create an environment where each student is encouraged to reach their full potential. Flexible education also allows teachers to tailor instruction based on individual needs and abilities. For example, if a student has difficulty understanding certain concepts or materials, the teacher can adjust the lesson plan accordingly so that it meets the student's specific needs. In this way, all students have access to quality education regardless of their background or ability level. Finally, flexible education encourages creativity and critical thinking skills by giving students opportunities to think outside of the box and come up with innovative solutions. When given freedom within educational settings, learners are better equipped with problem-solving skills which will serve them well throughout life. As we come to the conclusion of this book summary, we would like to express our sincere gratitude for taking the time to read or listen to it. Your feedback means the world to us, so we kindly ask that you rate our summary and share it with others who might benefit from it. Additionally, if you're hungry for more great reads, be sure to check out our website at www.book.kim. Thank you again for your support and happy reading.